Here now is Matt Austin and Ginger Gadsden with Florida's Fourth Estate. Sponsored by Light Orlando, delivering hope together.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a beautiful edition of Florida's Fourth Estate. Yeah, you may have noticed we're not in our studios today. We are out in East Orlando at one of, arguably, the most beautiful place I've come across in a while.
It's not only beautiful, though. Here, it is historic. Mm. Legends have played on this golf course. For years, this was the place you wanted to live if you moved to Orlando. And then it went through a challenging period, and now it's been bought by new ownership.
And it's on the way up.
It's on the way up. And some investment is being brought in to reopen our golf course in East Orange County, zip code 32825, a place we're focusing on today. And one of the biggest stories when we came here was reopen our golf course. Yeah. And the people here love this place. They take a lot of pride in this place. And one of the people who's trying to bring this back is Grigor Tilsch Jensen. I'm gonna try to get his name.
We've been getting a lesson on his name today, which I love. We didn't quite nail it, but close enough.
Yeah, but
we're trying. We're trying.
A lot of hard effort in it, so I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's been the last 20 minutes.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, we appreciate you being here and what you're doing in the East Orlando community. Tell us a little bit about why this place is so special, because as someone from Germany, mm-hmm. You had to learn about the history here, but when you learned about it and saw it, what made you fall in love with it?
Actually, you don't have to learn a lot about the history, because if you're a golf passionate, and you know about the history of golf, and the names which are played here, they are really carry the history of the place,
yeah.
is history of golf. If you name the guys who brought golf to the next level, what Tiger did in recent history, some decades ago was Arnold Palmer,
mm-hmm.
yeah, and his name is very tied to this place. Absolutely. So if you know golf history actually, and you dig a little bit deeper in it, you stumble across the Rio Pinar, and it's just no way around.
It's there.
What a great stumble.
It's in the books.
Yeah. And
before we dig into the history, I wanted to ask a question that I'm sure people in this neighborhood want answered, because you came in, you bought this place, and now you're investing into it. But across Florida, we seem to have it on the news every week.
With our Boomtown reports.
Right. Somebody yeah. comes in, they buy a golf course, and then they just sell it to a developer and try to make some money. Clearly, that doesn't seem to be your plan, as we can see investments being made all over the place. You are a golf guy. So if one of the neighbors comes and asks you, hey, what are you going to do with this place? Tell us what your plan is.
He needs to bring a little bit of time, because then he opens the can of worms that I tell him like everything. So now what we want to make is like Rio Pinar is like was the place for golf in Orlando, mm-hmm. which is kind of the golf mecca of the world. And we want to, but that was like the old way golf was viewed, and we just tried to bridge the time, like getting together like the old history of golf, and also like yeah make it like a crossover with the new golf generations, mm-hmm. where you have all the tech, you have the Trackman ranges and everything. So we want to use this historic place and as well bring back the new golf wave, yeah, and make it as well like a great place for all families. So not being a private place, so you can be here, come here, play golf, enjoy the practice facilities, everything with your family. And so these are the plans, and this is what we are doing on an everyday base, getting better every day. And probably it's like golf, there's always a better. So
sure.
Maybe we have our thing, what we want to have done maybe in 1 or 2 years. And in 1 or 2 years, we think, I want to do this better and this.
Yeah.
So I think we want to be a destination for families where say, I want to get in touch with the game, but also want to have a great dinner, or want to have my kids in an academy, but also not on just an academy for exclusive kids from overseas or just stay there. Also a great after school academy where parents can send their kids to have as a good program to grow the game and get better.
That is so much to unpack, but I just want to make sure that the people who are watching and who live here understand that these beautiful oak trees,
they're not gonna go. No.
Yeah.
My wife, who's like the biggest part of this whole project, yeah, she is a big fan of trees, and I'm a big fan of trees.
Yeah.
So those trees, they are very safe here. Yeah? So, and we are big fan of the little squirrels, because little squirrels.
Little chunky squirrels, right?
Yeah, they are the most buff squirrels ever seen. And they need to keep their homes.
Okay. So, oh my gosh, I've been seeing them.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about those squirrels too. There's so much I want to talk to you about. But what you're talking about, turning this into a family place, a business, That's a challenge in today's climate, right? Like we don't see a ton of successful golf courses, but you have a plan to turn this into a place. And by the way, we've come here on a few Fridays now and it is jumping every day we come. Yeah. But do you see the challenge ahead of you to really turn this
It is a challenge. It's a lot of land, it's a lot of grass, and then there's and then you have
maintenance.
You have the maintenance, and then nature doesn't work on a schedule, on a plan.
No, sir.
And then you have the weather is like this and this. You have a little bit more rain, a little bit less rain, and you have always hurdles to overcome. But that's something you know ahead, actually. Mm-hmm. So for my, I just, every year, I write a list, what everything will go wrong this year.
Oh my gosh.
Because you know, somebody breaks this, this is gonna happen. Then you just, it's still sad if it happens, but it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
So you just cross it off your list. So you're mentally at least prepared.
You know he's not an American.
No.
An American would be like, I'm gonna make $1 billion this year. Everything's gonna go right for me. But
that's the thing. You can't just see this. And it's not a short term, with that project, especially with the money we're putting in up front, It's something we want to create as well for our family, mm-hmm. and being around. It's a great thing. My kids love golf as well. My wife and I, we met on a golf course as teenagers. So that's just part of our life, mm-hmm. and it always has been. And I think that's what we living, and that's what we're gonna pass on as well. Or want to give other people the opportunity to have that kind of an experience.
I love the part about how you are inviting the community in, because very often when you hear golf club, you think of something completely different. You almost think of walls around it, but you're tearing those walls down. And for someone, I didn't grow up playing golf, right? And so our family couldn't do that. But you are opening it up to a different community and saying, you're welcome here.
But that's the same for me. I didn't grow up in an environment who had. So when I started golf, and nobody started in my environment had the abilities to play golf from the financial or even from the social, because golf is not really big in Germany. Germany is soccer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's very simple. And I was very fortunate that I came across people who were very open, supporting people in that project, in that growth and personal growth with a game and everything what comes with it. I can't give back to those people. I mean, they helped me because they wanted to help me, or create opportunities, and it's just creating opportunities. And it's as well like giving families the opportunity to spend time together, enjoyable. That's tough too,
mm-hmm.
because the needs of a family are so different. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And the kids want to do athletic sports, and they want to have a gym and stuff. And I get it. And it depends on age. And then you have, and maybe one person in the family wants to be golf, but I like tennis or pickleball more.
Yeah.
And the one person says I'm a driving range nerd, and the other guy says I want to play more. So, and we have to kind of to cater to this whole thing to make everybody. You're never gonna make everybody happy.
Mm-hmm. No, and don't try.
Yeah.
No, and don't try, because if you that's a recipe for disaster. But
absolutely,
we're gonna try to cater to a lot of people. And give them just a great experience.
Because you're talking about things, you mentioned pickleball, all of that. Okay, so tell us a little bit about what's to come.
Oh, so we're working on the range project. So we want to create like this really amazing trackman driving range, where you're not anymore so limited in time, where you're not so limited in temperature or rain. So you got to have the covered hitting bays, or if your kids want to play in summer and they have summer break, but it's too hot. Yeah, but we're gonna have the covered hitting base with fans in it to make it at least you can keep up with the heat a little bit.
Yeah.
And then, but also like having the ability to after work that the parents can play with their kids, or they can play together. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And have a great dinner night after. So just cater, give them the opportunities. But the same like pickleball, a lot of people like pickleball. we have the tennis courts. We're gonna redo one of the tennis courts, and then the other one we're gonna turn into a pickleball. And the one tennis court, we're gonna have a multifunction athletic part as well too. If somebody wants to play basketball or something like that. So just to have something a little bit for everybody.
Yeah.
Full family atmosphere. I like that.
I like it too.
So let's talk about the history a little bit, because I would imagine that's what most people associate Rio Pinar with. And you came all this way, got this particular golf course, I would imagine, because of the history. Talk about what has happened out on this grass.
It's a history, and the history, the thing is, a lot of places has history. And like you said, they torn it down because they torn down the spaces between the fairways. And so they're not really, sadly, really, the amount of pure golf courses is pretty little because you always have houses in between. And here you still, you have the 100% golf experience on the golf course. And this is something you can't buy. You can't have the greatest golf course designers, but if you don't have the vibe from the other holes and everything, that's something you can't buy, even because if there are a couple of houses in between. Just don't have that. So that's with the history. That's also these part of history, we just fortunately still there. And the history here was, it was the former Bay Hill, which was the Florida Citrus Open at that time. So it was a great event they hosted here with a unbelievable winner list. I mean, that's who won here, like from Arnold Palmer, Lee Trevino, Hale Irvin, Juris Boros, like all Hall of Famers. And people who tried to win here and never done it. Sam Snead, Jack Nicklaus, all those big ones, they were here.
Couldn't do it.
So it's a great place. And I think we try to build up those magic and create a crossover with a modern society and golf business.
Yeah, but what a special thing for the average person to be able to walk in the footsteps of those giants.
I would never, somebody who plays golf is not average. He's anyway kind of a little bit crazy to play golf.
Get a little obsessive about it.
And he says this with some experience. You've been a golf pro for a while.
I played a while, was a good amateur, played a while, and then worked as an instructor and ran academies and stuff like this. As a technical consultant and so on.
That's where you've made your bones. And I'm curious, I have a question for you. Say somebody's like a normal golfer, even though there are no normal golfers, in the mid 90s to upper 90s, and they want to crack into the 80s. Mm-hmm. What would be your advice? A couple of things that they could focus on to maybe achieve that goal.
A couple of things. Find somebody who gives you really an individual assessment and a pretty good plan how to get there. I'm not a big fan of, I see there goes some ball goes in this direction, and I'm gonna give you just a little tip. It's not like, it's like I have a little bit of a, I got a little bit of the pain here, and I just give you a little bit of a medicine and that helps you. That's not gonna help actually cause the issue, which was to solve what caused the issue. So I think you have to really, I think, create a good strategy, and then see how much time you have. It's time is of the essence to get better, because you need to change. You can't expect to do the same and to change. It's not gonna happen. And then this is where I wanna go. What is my strategy? What I have to change? Where I'm losing my shots? So I have a really like a full steam assessment. And then how much time I have to change those. So to create a realistic timeline, because a lot of people say like, oh, I done now 5 lessons and I'm not getting any better. And I was like, how much time just you spend in between this lesson, those things practicing. And if that's ratio, it doesn't work. You're just going to be disappointed. So I think it's like an every like building a house. It's pretty much the same. You have your plan, how you want to build it, and you have your budget, and you have your structure. And then you need, this house to build gonna take a half a year. And you would be not disappointed if it's not done after 1 month, because you scheduled it out for half a year. And you know this needs to be done. So, and it's nothing else. So to reach your goals in golf, it's really like you do a proper assessment, what you want, like the same, you wanna build a house, what I want for a house, then is it possible to build that house, like the same. And then you make your schedule, and then you go on from there.
There are no shortcuts, no magic tricks.
Sadly, I was really hoping, like, you go to the doctor and you are obese and you're like, tell me how to get skinny. And they give you Ozempic and then you get skinny. I was really hoping there was going to be a magic pill or shot to fix me. But apparently it's just time.
Nothing can fix you, man.
I've heard that before, actually. But that's interesting. So your plans for the future with this place, it feels like it's similar to a golf game. It's going to be the long game. You have to take time, invest in the driving range, invest in the pickleball courts. You've got a whole new fleet of golf carts coming soon.
And I tell you, you make it tough on Europeans to invest in your country and to build up.
Oh, how so? Tell us.
It's just hard if you're building up like if you don't have any history in the States. Mm-hmm. It's just tough to say, even if the company behind it, which supports it, like which is and my wife and everything, they are like, it's really tough to get easy partnership with companies,
right?
Because they said, yeah, we don't have any what is your
there's no credit history here in America.
It's just very hard to do it, and those are hurdles which you you can write a business plan, you write your maintenance plan, what you need for improving the fleet and anything. Mm-hmm. And then you all of a sudden comes a hurdle which you never expected.
Yeah.
You're like, I want to get this and this thing in, and I said, no, we don't sell it to you. And you're like, what?
What do you mean?
We want to have a lease contract. Said, no, it's not going to work. So it's interesting as an owner, like, to say these are just very, very interesting points to overcome. And we are very fortunately to have a great team of people we can work with, and there are companies who say, like, hey, they see this, they come out here and they say, wow, that's okay, this is an opportunity that seems legit, and then they see the business opportunity for them as well.
Right.
So it's also an adjustment in different ways, but it's great. It's a great challenge, and you just grow with challenges. So it's awesome.
So now, had you known these challenges on the front end,
would you be here in Orlando, Florida?
Yes. That's always a question what you ask yourself. Like, damn, if we would have known that before. Mm-hmm. But yes, it's just a. You see on the other side, you always see the hurdles, but sometimes this time you have to go with Ben Hogan, you have to smell the roses. Just to see, okay, you look out there and you see, like, okay, how does it look now? You see, like, actually, yeah. And you go into the clubhouse especially, and you walk there and you say, damn, it looks kind of different than it was than a year ago. So it's not like, so, and it's like I said, it's like, 3 years ago, I want to be better, going to be better. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So you're never going to be happy in this camp, or never that level of satisfaction that you not want to get better. But if you look at it and you see, like you said, now we get the new fleet of cards that solve a lot of issues. We're going to create a better product experience for our customers. We have a great progress in our maintenance department and the greens and everything that then they're as good as probably hasn't been for a long, long time.
Yeah.
So all those things, they get on, and we have a great feedback from some international federations which are done their training camps here for winter for their national teams. So I think we are on a good track.
These are all things that you have to think about and the people who come here don't have to think about, right? Mm-hmm. But hopefully you've had the opportunity over the time you've been here to sort of, because when you're in someplace every day, like if you look at the same person every day, they look the same every day. But then you take some time and you really step back and look at it. Have you had an opportunity to step back and see the progress yet?
I mean, I see it sometimes when I go back to Germany because my family, they still going back and forward. Mm-hmm. So and so I fly back to Germany and being obviously very happy to then to see my wife and my kids, because that's always a tough one to being if they're not here at that time. And then I'm flying back and honestly being very sad. So it's kind of weird. You fly back to this great project and you're sad. But then when I see it, you're like, okay, this is what you're doing it
this
for.
This is the sacrifice.
It's just temporarily, but it makes a bit. So then you see it. Fortunately, you see it. Yeah, yeah. And that's good. And
Yeah. One of the things we've gotten to spend a little time with you over the last few weeks, mm-hmm. and we got to meet your family. And I think kind of going into meeting you, we wondered, like, is this just a business guy coming in to build this place? And so, like, a lot of people worry about, and like we see a lot. But it feels like you have really put a big risk out there. You're very far from your family. You're probably working ridiculous hours here at this place to get it up and running. And so I think people watching this who live in the area and who have wondered, like, you're basically putting everything you have on this place working out as a golf course.
But I would say my wife and her family doing a lot. I mean, just they putting it in a business which is not their background business. Mm-hmm. And putting it actually, like, saying
trusting you,
trusting that's like, and that's like the biggest compliment I could ever receive, and that's sometimes tough because you want to make it work and you don't want to let down the people you love the most.
Okay, so
that'd be nerve-wracking, right?
Yeah,
there. Your in-laws are.
Oh my gosh, let's not even talk about that. But your wife is super talented, right? And yes. So when you go into the clubhouse and you're sitting down and you're relaxing and you're having a meal and you're looking at all those beautiful paintings and pictures that are in there, she's mm-hmm. responsible for those.
Yeah. It was kind of funny because we love some art stuff in Europe, and she said, yeah, if you. And she's right. She's, if you do it right.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's like, and you're like, oh, like this artwork, and then we like, okay, but on the internet it just looks different. So then we figured out, and then we a store, and fortunately in Miami there was a store, and it's a German company who has also a store in America.
Yeah.
But they are international artists. So then we needed. Unfortunately, it was in Miami because otherwise we needed to fly to New York or LA. So we drove down to Miami and looked in those artwork, and they really sketched out where we can put which artwork and everything, and then we figured out that we had a terrazzo underneath the carpet. So then my wife said no, but that would look way better if we saw. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, we have to put up the old terrazzo, the old carpet, and everything getting terrazzo.
But you listened.
She got the better taste, and by far. So honestly, if I'm looking now, walking in, this mixture between new loungy style and some so it's not really like a golf club.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel like that. Yeah,
it's like a really loungy restaurant,
modern,
mm-hmm. which is located as a golf at a golf course.
Yeah.
So this is like, and then leaving the champions, former champions group, which is now the Oak Room, just modernized that a little bit, mm-hmm. which still have this history part of it and still have the trophy for Arnold Palmer. So that's a separate space.
Yeah.
So that the same, like, again, everybody would feel comfortable. So maybe after a golf round and look some sports, a lot of people feel in that room way more comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But going out for dinner night, that's the other space is for the most people way more intriguing.
Yeah.
Well, it's beautiful.
We're rooting for this guy.
Oh my!
Yeah,
I'm rooting for East Orlando. All of it.
I am. I live in East Orlando, we're very excited. We wish you the best with this crazy investment.
Thank you for having here.
This is our pleasure.
This is great. Thank you for being here.
All right. If you want to check out Rio Pinar Golf in its building stage before it becomes the absolute golf mecca, very affordable prices these days. Depending on what time you come, you can golf here $50-$60, and it really is a beautiful golf course. You're not going to find trees like this.
You will not regret it.
Yeah, if you ever want some pickleball action.
That's the range.
Yes.
That's about a month away, and then we're gonna.
Oh, just a month. Okay.
That's
okay.
A month away, and then we're gonna tackle that topic.
All right. Perfect. Sounds good.
Perfect.
All right.
Well, thank you for joining us for this beautiful, it's a golf edition.
It is.
Florida's Fourth Estate. We're here for it.
I feel like we should end it like this. Golf clap. Yeah, there we go.
Good job. Good job. And thank you for watching Florida's Fourth Estate. You can download it from wherever you listen to podcasts or watch anytime on News 6+.